Today is April 27th, 1988, and I am with Beth and Jim Aaron in their home in Naperville. Beth and Jim are collectors of the work of self-taught artists, and can we begin somewhere in the beginning? And Jim, can you describe for us or retell for us how you first began to collect?
Well,
were your parents collectors?
No, my parents were not. Really didn't have any feeling for art one way or the other. We didn't have any art in our home. I don't know where my interest really started. When I was in high school and college, I used to go to the Art Institute and enjoy looking around. I used to go to galleries when I was in college at things that were, collectible, and I always thought that would be interesting to do. And then I graduated from dental school and met Beth. Why don't you talk about, her background and...
Can I ask before...
Sure.
Beth begins. Did you, as a child, were you a collector of stamps?
That I was.
Were you a collector of seashells?
Everything.
I mean, what do kids collect?
Rocks and minerals. Used to travel around. My folks used to take us, my sister and I, around the country to collect mineral specimens. So we used to go to Colorado and Upper Michigan, Arkansas. I mean, we would take one-week vacation per year, but my folks would sacrifice their time off to take us to collect rocks and minerals.
So this was a family experience?
Yeah, it was. We'd go slugging around on sides of mountains looking for specimens, and I mean, that was an ongoing thing for several years, and I'm still interested in it.
And stamps?
Oh, yeah, sure. I went through
baseball
this.
Baseball cards you collected?
Sure. I mean, the standard, stamps, coins, baseball cards. So I always liked collecting.
You have a history of collecting.
And
it sounds the nature of the experience, the way you were describing your family going on trips.
Yeah, very similar to what evolved later, which involved not just buying things, but looking for them, going out and researching the trip, planning the trip, making contact with people. Mm-hmm. And I would write the letters. I was 12 years old, and I would write the letters to these adults from this Rock and Mineral magazine. In fact, once we visited this fella in Missouri, and I had written to him for a couple of years, and we had traded some things, and we came to the door, and he knew we were coming to visit, and so we came to the door, and I was standing there with my dad and mom, and he came out and said, "Oh, Jim, good to meet you," and shook my dad's hand. And my dad said, "I'm not Jimmy. That's Jim Arion." And this man...
How old were you at the time?
I was probably 11 or 12. And this was a middle-aged man. He just about fainted. I mean, he just couldn't believe that he'd been corresponding with a 12-year-old kid and never knew it. And he said it never for $1 million crossed his mind that he wasn't writing to an adult.
Well, you must have been a sophisticated
stuff. I mean, I knew my stuff. I read the books from cover to cover, and I mean, I really knew him. And so, we were able to converse on a real high level, mineralogically speaking, even though I was 12 years old, and my sister was the same way.
Did you know anyone who had, if your parents were not art collectors, but they were collectors?
They helped us collect, right?
Yeah. Did you know anyone with an art collection
when you were young? No, nobody. Just if, none at all.
Beth, you were going to describe your background.
Well, I grew up in a small farm community in Indiana, and my parents didn't have any artwork or anything. And I have a business background in college, a degree in marketing, and didn't take any kind of art courses. But when I moved to the big city after I graduated college, I remember the first thing I bought to hang on the wall was Van Gogh's Sunflowers.
A print.
Right, of course.
And a working woman's salary.
And then when Jim and I met, and we started...